This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now, 7 after the hour, another hour of the DJV show without Jay. Jennifer Horn off for a couple of days, so the weight on our shoulders, Victoria, is immense. I hope we can handle it together, you and me and Kara Schillen on the DJV program. Let's get started with what's trending from your perch there, Victoria.
Well, Betsy DeVos is trending, and for a pretty controversial reason, she now wants the Education Department to consider allowing states to use federal funding to buy guns for teachers. And the reason that this is, obviously guns in schools is arming teachers has been something we've been talking about. It's a very kind of controversial issue, so people are either for it or really against it. Yeah, it's a very polarizing issue. But the interesting thing here is the education fund, Betsy DeVos has been a very polarizing figure as well. She apparently said that there was no money to protect students from loan fraud, which is actually a big problem. People don't realize it, but there's a lot of fraud there. And so then she also denied money to prosecute sexual assault cases on campuses. But apparently she does have money for guns. And so now that's a lot of the senators who initially were part of the Education Act of 2015, It basically what happened was they passed a school safety bill that allocated $50 million a year to local school districts. Mm-hmm. It expressly prohibited the use of money for firearms, though. However, there is one little loophole in that Betsy DeVos may be able to use to move that funding and to, instead of it going to the poorest public schools in the nation, which is what it was designed for, improving learning conditions, school safety, improving the curriculum, things like that, because some of our public schools are just horrifically awful. And so instead of that, she wants to take that money and buy guns for teachers. So this is going to be something we'll be hearing a lot more about. Texas apparently has been very involved in this, the state of Texas, and they're for it, which is not really surprising. And so I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more about this as this moves forward.
Yes, we will. Other things as we travel around our nation and around the world that people will be talking about perhaps through the course of the next couple of days, the administration has fixed, apparently, some of the problems with Mexico on the NAFTA-SHAFTA side. The announcement probably coming in the next few days, agreement in regard to NAFTA. The folks who are close to all these conversations say the White House is going to make the announcement, and it'll say the U.S. and Mexico have made enough progress in the weeks and weeks of bilateral talks. Canada finally joins in the conversation, so we have the beginning of the United States of North America. That's where I think all this goes. I've said this years and years and years of conversation about what we like about our neighbors, what the problems are. Sooner or later, bring the United States, Mexico, and Canada together as one entity. And I think this is part of how that'll take place. Whether that's really in the back of Trump's mind or not isn't important, but the economic realities of the, I don't know if you know the word hegemony, but there's that, this whole relationship that we have socially, economically, philosophically, it's a very interesting blend of Europe on the north and Hispania on the south. And what we have become as Americans, look around. We are a blend of European and Hispanic. Well, Hispanic comes with European, but I'm talking about Northern European and then Southern European. And it comes together in a cultural and religion, I suppose, whatever the things are that make up culture. We have that blend in America, do we not? Think about what the some of the clashes that we have here are based on these cultural differences. You started to say something.
No, I know what you mean. I just don't ever think that we're going to be all one thing.
Well, I understand
all
that.
One country.
You can. It's
well because
I think
Canada is also technically still under Great Britain, and they're not just going to give up Canada.
Well, and they're not in terms of how. I'm not talking about tomorrow, 20 years. I think that perhaps in my lifetime, your lifetime, you'll see a closer engagement with Mexico. For sure, because remember, they don't have a lot of money. They got a lot of oil, they have resources, but look at the issue, look at the trouble, look at the money we're spending to try to fix the border issue. If you don't have a border issue, what does that save us? Where does that bring us? And the more and more influence that there is, like it or not, of Hispanics, especially in the Southwest, the culture there is changing dramatically. I can tell you, as a part-time Angelian, the culture in the I started spending winters there in 1993, and the cultural differences in Southern California since the mid-90s are amazing. Amazing. And I'm not just talking about the workforce. I'm talking about what you do with your free time, where you go shop, where you go eat. It just is. It's different. I'm not saying it's bad. It's just different. And it's happening, Victoria, faster than you think. So that's why I put it in those terms. I just think that we have a lot of stuff going on here. And the more we're spending so much money fighting something that we're never going to win. You're never, ever, ever going to win that immigration thing. Maybe we're going to slow it down, fix it. I'm not saying that because it's what I want. I think I'm being a realist. You say realistically you can't see the Canadians joining America. I don't see our culture not being blended anymore in America. I just don't. I don't think it's possible for us to stop what's going on. It isn't. No matter what you do. You can play at it. You can fake it. You can make it a political issue, but are you going to stop it? No. People have been trying to stop it since World War II. Haven't been effective. Eisenhower tried to stop it, didn't. Reagan tried to stop it, didn't. Excuse me. Notice there are no Democrats on the list of people who tried to stop it, because in the wholesale sense of who votes for whom, the Democrats have always benefited from this kind of open border situation. And that's one of the reasons, you know, the whole fallacy of securing the borders. It's not about that. It's about politics. The people who come here from other countries don't vote, for the most part, for Republicans. They vote for Democrats. So the more we let in, the easier it is for the Democrats to control things. It's that simple, in my mind, looking at it. It's all politics. All of it. 14 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
Why shop Kohl's this weekend? Because everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Only at Kohl's do you earn Kohl's cash on everything. Even our biggest national brands, like Levi's, Converse, JanSport, Carter's, Nike, Fitbit, and Keurig. The more you shop, the more Kohl's cash you'll get, with no limit. Kohl's cash, only at Kohl's. Earn Kohl's cash August 22nd through 29th. Redeem August 30th through September 4th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Let's focus on losing some weight using Calitrin. The main ingredient here is collagen. So how do all of these things add up to give you the fabulous benefits of losing weight safely?
You're just giving your body back exactly what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally so you can burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently. And like you said, it's doing it with collagen protein, specially formulated, no drugs, no stimulants, so it's safe even if you're on medications.
I noticed that aloe vera is part of the ingredient list on Calitrin. What does it do in combination with the other elements in Calitrin?
Well, a lot of customers say that it helps with digestion, better sleep at night, and we've got the numbers to back that up, too. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate.
Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, at toploss.com, or call them at 833-TOPLOSS. Better yet, go to toploss.com, special discount, use the code DJV.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
We work hard at being healthier.
What?
And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing and free home delivery on most beds. And Saturday. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
DJV, Doug, Jen, Victoria. Victoria is here. Kara's at the controls in our studio in Washington. There's a study out this week. You know how we love to talk about these things. These are conversation generators. So this comes from the Environmental Association of Europe, confirming, Victoria, that spending a couple of days in various European capitals is equivalent to smoking 1 to 4 cigarettes an hour.
Oh!
You spend a long weekend in Paris is as bad as smoking 2 cigarettes an hour.
Oh my God.
This is,
I know London is the worst right now, I think, on the planet.
No, well, Prague is, but then
Prague
London
is worse than London?
Awful. When you go there, it's the equivalent of smoking 4 cigarettes an hour.
Oh.
In Beijing, listen to this. You talk about Prague, I'm talking about Europe now. Go to Beijing, and the living in Beijing is like smoking 16 cigarettes an hour.
Oh,
that's
God.
What it does to your lungs and to your body and to your health.
Wow.
So you don't have to sit next to a smoker to be a victim of passive smoking. Air pollution is so bad in these countries. And remember, the air blows from west to east, all around the planet. So what goes on in Europe goes to the Middle East and then goes to China and then comes to America and goes around and around. Now, the atmosphere sucks it up, to be sure, but there are a lot of implications here if you're a tourist. If you spend your days wandering around the streets in some of these cities or jogging or riding a bike or whatever it is, can you imagine what you're exposing yourself to? Whoa!
I'm really freaking out right now because my cousin is on a business trip in Beijing and she's pregnant, and that's really freaking me out right now. Oh.
Yeah.
She's there for 2 weeks.
Yeah. All right, here's something else. More than half the annual inflow of foreign refugees coming to the United States are on food stamps. How about that? The farm bill, by the way, is being held up because it includes the farm bill you think is about farming, but it really isn't. It's about what the USDA is involved in. The USDA runs the food stamp program, and they're trying appropriately in this circumstance for me, they're trying to cut 1.5 million people at least this year out of getting these benefits because they shouldn't get them. This is one of the biggest boondoggles in America. And we've created another nightmare, pretty much like, in terms of, when I say nightmare, I'm talking about running it, like Social Security, like Medicare, that sort of thing. So we're creating yet another. And the worst place in America for food stamp, quote-unquote, reviews, that is people who are abusing it, is Philadelphia. I find that interesting. Yeah, right. 56% of households there that get food stamps are not eligible, according to this latest report. So, and then who knows how it affects Medicaid benefits there, how much money. It's just the money that we're throwing away on some of this stuff is incredible. 21 after the hour. Food for thought from the DJV clan.
Okay.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For some music info here, that's what we do in this portion of every hour, because music is so important to all of us, I think, and who more important on the female side of things than the long successful Cher Sarkisian, Cherilyn Sarkisian, we don't know who's Cherilyn, her name is Cher to the public, as she, a couple of weeks ago, you may remember, debuted her take on Gimme 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 from the album of ABBA covers, because she was in the movie, she got really interested in the music of ABBA. So now her second single has dropped, her version of SOS. Let's crack it up and hear how it sounds, Kara. Really works. For this single, this came, by the way, from 75. The album was number one for a couple of weeks. SOS gets a revision. And so, if you're a clubber, you're going to hear this clubs. Right?
Yes. It has to. Yeah. This is going to be number one on all the dance charts.
Yep. SOS is a track of her. This is, the album's called Dancing Queen. A lot of tracks on it. All of them actually come from ABBA. She has unveiled the list, 10-track tribute. Let's see, Dancing Queen, One of Us among the ABBA hits that are on there. The final track remains a mystery. Aha! So what do you think? Want to take some guesses as to what would be the ABBA cover that would be...
I don't know enough ABBA songs to really make a good guess. You're kind of the...
They all sound like
ABBA
this. Yeah, right. Yes, I have on my card, Doug Steffen, ABBA expert. ABBA actually, in the Hebrew language, means father. Did you know that?
I did not.
ABBA means father, yeah. All right,
I thought it was just their initials, right?
No.
Their first
initials. Well, ABBA, in this case, stands for the initials of the group.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The word ABBA in Hebrew means father. That's when you talk to your father, you refer to him as ABBA.
Oh.
So it has nothing to do with the Swedes, but it's an interesting anecdotal reference to the same sound. So anyway, this cover album from Cher going to be released on the 28th of next month. Those of you who are looking forward to it, look at it, where we are already in this month. So it's just a little more than a month away. And some of you are panting, I can hardly wait. Ooh, ah, ooh, ooh, ah. All right, so...
I will be downloading this, though, for
sure. Yeah, I would like to have this. I would like to have this album. That's good stuff. All right, is there... There's not a Cher... There ought to be a Cher station on Sirius XM, but I don't think there is.
I don't know if there would be enough material.
You don't think, really?
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff.
Yeah,
all right, speaking of Sirius, there is the Beatles channel. And yesterday, Geffen Music announced a 6-disc box set. John Lennon Imagine, the Ultimate Collection, will be released on the 5th of October, just a day or two before Lennon's 78th birthday, or what would have been his birthday. It's remixed, remastered, 140 tracks, fully authorized by Yoko, who oversaw actually the production and creative direction of the project. Spread across 4 CDs, a couple of Blu-ray discs, set features rare unheard demos, outtakes, isolated tracks from films and that kind of stuff. And it also sort of focuses around Imagine, which came from 1971. I think this philosophy is fabulous. I loved this song. Press release that goes, out announcing the box set says, "This is the first time this iconic album has been explored and presented so completely. It's a long overdue and fitting tribute to one of the most important songs, albums, and creative collaborations of the 20th century." I would agree with that. Lennon, very important to popular.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is a magnitude 7.1 earthquake has struck Peru a short time ago, just after 4 a.m. local time in the eastern part of the country, near its borders with Brazil and Bolivia. No word yet on any damage or injuries. President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says impeaching the president would lead to a revolt across America. Giuliani saying he would only be impeached for political reasons.
I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved. You'd only impeach him for political reasons, and the American people would revolt against that.
Also telling Sky News, he's told President Trump it's too early to discuss possibly pardoning Paul Manafort, and this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Pushing you to a better place. This is the DJV show. I'm happy to announce, as your announcer, your local announcer, Doug Steffen, actually national announcer, the presence of Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, as we work our way through some of the things that have been of interest and important the last week or 10 days, the last 24 hours, you name it. All right, People in the News continues with a focus on David Pecker. You know who David Pecker is?
I do now. I did not know before this story broke.
David Pecker is the head of the company that owns the National Enquirer. And Mr. Pecker has been granted immunity in the investigation into Mr. Cohen. He's been given immunity in exchange for providing information on some of the hush money deals. Apparently the National Enquirer and Mr. Pecker have been involved in this for a while. He told the feds that Trump had knowledge of Cohen's payments to women who had the encounters with him. Pecker also provided investigators with details about payments Cohen made to the women. So, I guess we fled. We pushed this back to the guilty plea from Cohen and get to a point where he says, Cohen says, quote, I am the CEO of a, quote, media company. At the request of the candidate, work together to squelch stories that effectively implicate Trump. According to the court filings, Cohen and Pecker work to suppress potentially damaging claims against the candidate Trump. Use a tabloid tactic called catch and kill. Do you know what that is? You're familiar with that, Victoria?
I've read up on what it is. It's you basically become the highest bidder for the story, and you buy the story from these women, Stormy Daniels. Then there's another Playboy model in there too. I forget her name. And then you kill the story. You pay them off, and then you just never print the story.
Who believes a guy named Pecker, though?
But this is, you know, I don't know. It's not surprising. Trump and Pecker have been friends for 25, 30 years. I've said this before, I grew up
National
right
Enquirer,
outside of
by
New York City.
Is headquartered in Palm Beach. That's why the relationship as much as anything else, because
they're
on his doorstep.
Right, and long before he was ever candidate Trump or President Trump, he's, you know, a guy in Jersey and New York who was constantly in the press, and I grew up just with him always in the press, and so he loves it. He and Pecker became friends. He would constantly put stories into the National Enquirer, and he was always just trying to get more publicity, and it's not surprising that, you know, if you can pay someone off to not have a damaging story get published. I don't know. I don't even understand what the hoopla is in this, and I'm no fan of Trump's at all, but I don't even get why this is even a big deal. I really don't.
All right, speaking of big deals, a big deal this week was the announcement the Big Bang Theory is ending, and people are trying to figure out whether it's because Jim Parsons has had enough. Remember, these people are on the top of their game, number one show on television, and they're all making $1 million a year. And CBS offered them almost twice that to do another 2 years. Did you know that? They have thrown so much money at these people. They offered Pecker $50 million to stay for two more years.
You mean Jim Parsons?
I mean Parsons. No? I mean Pecker, yeah. But yeah, no, he said no. Yeah,
but you know, I guess they can't do the show without him. But you know, he's won all the awards for it.
Yeah.
But you know, Kaley Cuoco, who's the girl, I've only seen the show like once, so the blonde girl who's on it, she's been all over social media like crying, and she's so upset that it's ending. I guess maybe the rest of the cast would have done more if Jim Parsons would have played along.
Yeah, but is it a show without him? And the answer seems to be no. Can you do one like this, doing Roseanne? That's coming back without Roseanne. So can you do this show without this guy Parsons?
I don't think you can. I think that that's probably why they can't move forward. Yeah. But you know, but why would he turn down $50 million
for 2 years?
Because let's face it, I do not believe he is someone who's going to translate to movies or easily. Uh-huh. Yeah. He's not a leading man type. He's, you know, this role is, unless he feels pigeonholed, but this role is really, like, kind of designed for him. It suits his personality. He's openly gay, but he's not gay on the show, but he kind of seems gay anyway, you know? There's very few roles that allow for that. So, I don't know. I wouldn't turn down $50 million. Jeez.
Good luck. Well, why don't we call him and tell him we'll do it together? We'll split it to 50. Let's try that and see how it works. A new survey out this week showing 30% of Americans say drug abuse has caused trouble in their family. Wow. Gallup survey question was, has drug abuse ever been a cause of trouble in your family? 30-some-odd% said yes to that. If you go back 20 years, 19% said yes to that question. So look at how that's changing. Jeez. So how does this concern? Is this a signal that our nation is becoming drug addicted? Oh, in huge numbers. Huge numbers addicted to these drugs. Wow. Now what do we do? Look how, you know, you think about the stuff. I just this just went into my mind thinking about, we're going to talk to somebody about your chronic pain, and if you have it, how you can manage it in a few minutes. And I was looking at other things. If you look around, I have 14 or 15 news sources that I look at every day, and looking at the headlines. And the headlines, obviously, would grab me. Do I want to know more about the story? Do I want to talk about it on the air? That sort of thing. And, you know, you look at them, and it's one problem after another. It's one bad situation after another. It's one person abusing another person. It's all of this stuff. And you wonder, where are the normal people? They're all listening to the DJV show. Maybe we're corrupting them in part, Victoria. Maybe we need to talk about other things, if we can find them. Where, you know, what's the story here? It's the world is full of Ben Affleck, Molly Tibbett. What's the story with criminal charges against the press? You know, all of this stuff. Where is the good stuff? The, Justin Bieber. Who wants to talk about him?
Well, he's getting married, right? I guess they pushed back the wedding date already.
So it's one of those things as we slam ourselves around here a little bit, trying to figure out what it is that makes us tick. There's a there's some very interesting research out this week about what happens when you die to your brain. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. Published in the January edition of the Canadian Journal of Neurological Science. The thing is, well, I don't know whether this is an attempt to scare us or not. Maybe it's earnest scientific intellectual inquiry into what happens to our memories when we die. Findings say our brains work 10 minutes after we're dead.
Oh.
And they're mind-blowing. The study is, so the question is, when are you really dead? When your heart stops or when your brain stops?
Right.
Right? So they found brain activity, measured brain activity of 140 people after they died, after life support systems were turned off, when death was confirmed by looking at the pupils, the heartbeat's gone. But the brain, they started measuring one lad, the shortest one was 10 minutes, the longest one was 38 minutes. The brain is still working, sending out brain waves. So is that when you pass? Is that when you transition? Is that when your soul, if you're a free thinker and you think about your soul and what its connection to your body is, I think that's fascinating stuff. Isn't that, you think? You know, yes?
Yeah, it's a little, yeah.
That's disturbing.
It's creepy.
It is. Reminds me of my credit score. Kind of creepy. All right, 43 past the hour. In a moment, we're going to take a walk into the management of your pain with some help from somebody who's really smart about this. That's up next.
Right this moment, there are millions of dogs in shelters, many of whom will never be adopted. There are also thousands of veterans in need of a service or comfort animal, many of whom will never get one. America loses 20 veterans a day to suicide. But it doesn't have to be this way. The Wounded Paw Project adopts and trains shelter dogs to help our nation's heroes. They save a paw to save a life. You can help by going to woundedpawproject.org to learn more. That's woundedpawproject.org.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Patient-doctor privilege. We're going to expose patient-doctor relationships here. Doctor is Corey Hunter, the interventional pain specialist at Ainsworth Institute of Pain Management. And we're also joined by Doug Rod, who is the patient in this case. We'll talk about what happened to him. Actually, let's start with you, Doug. Your pain comes from what problems?
Well, initially, good morning. But initially, to set the stage, I was a paratrooper as a young man some 45 years ago, and I had a number of injuries that led to some significant surgeries. About 10 years ago, I had a knee replaced. The knee replacement did not go well. And I ended up having to have a revision done at the Hospital of Special Surgery in New York City.
What does that mean, revision? What does it do? The operation gets done over again?
It gets done over again, correct. And the surgeon there did a stellar job, great care. I was well on the way to recovery. 10 months post-surgery, I was back to a normal life. And I was involved in a motor vehicle accident where someone ran a red light and their car hit my car right where my left leg was up against the door. And that pretty much destroyed all his work. At which point I spent the next 10 or 12 months back and forth in New York City to get that leg reconstructed.
Yeah.
He did a great job, but I ended up with a condition that just, left me in constant pain and constant swelling, oftentimes relying on a cane, using a lot of medication just to get through the day.
Wow. All right, so let's bring the doctor on board. Dr. Hunter, is this a typical sort of problem that you deal with?
So it can be, yeah. So what we see, what Doug was describing is something we call a complex regional pain syndrome, usually abbreviated CRPS. And not a lot of people have heard about it unless you're unfortunate enough to have it or know someone that has it. And it's really frustrating because we don't know what causes it and why some people get it and some people don't. But what we commonly see is someone will have a very, routine injury or routine surgery, and the body heals, but the pain just continues.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, it tends to get worse and spreads.
Well, in this circumstance, I was wondering that myself. Thank you for explaining. Complex regional pain syndrome. Which would obviously, if you got a shoulder problem, a knee problem, a hip problem, that's what it's all about. So you're treating it with something called DRG therapy. What's that?
So Abbott's DRG therapy, DRG stands for dorsal root ganglion, which is a little bundle of cells that that sits outside the spinal cord. And what it is, most people are familiar with a cardiac pacemaker, and it's very similar to that, except instead of using electrical impulses in the heart, we're using electrical impulses in the nervous system to alter those pain signals. And what makes it really the first of its kind and so unique is that we can actually use it to treat very specific body parts. So like in Doug's case, the knee or someone in the foot or maybe somebody had a hernia surgery or somebody had an amputation. We can treat very specific body parts now very effectively and not have to rely on opioids.
Let me ask you the obvious question here. If you're able to deal with the pain, and I'm not saying masking it, but you're sort of eliminating it, how does that keep the patient from doing more damage? Because if you can't feel the pain, you're liable to do more damage, are you not?
Yeah, that's a great question. Actually, most patients will ask that. It doesn't get rid of the pain that you would feel from like breaking your leg or putting your hand over a stove. What it does, it treats the nerve pain, the pain where your body's healed and it's generating this pain for an injury that doesn't exist anymore. So you'll still feel everything you're supposed to feel, but you're not going to feel that nerve pain that's really just sending signals when there's nothing going on.
All right. So where is this available? Can people get this therapy? I'm sure there are plenty of people intrigued with this now that you've explained how it works. So, Dr. Hunter, where do you go to get this fix?
Sure. If you want to learn more about the Abbott's DRG therapy, go to the website aboutyourpain.com, and you can learn about this really life-changing therapy. Go to the website. It'll tell you more about it. Learn what treatments are or basically what conditions can be treated with it, and more importantly, find a physician in your area.
Wow, this is, there's got to be tons of people who are listening to this and saying, okay, let's figure this out, because it sounds like what most people as you get older go through. AboutYourPain.com, that's where you go for more information about getting this process in, perhaps installed or integrated into you and your life and your treatment. AboutYourPain.com. Thank you. Best of luck to both of you, Doug Grudd and your treatment, and Dr. Hunter, thanks for being here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871.
You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Six after the hour, time for us to spend time talking about one of our favorite pursuits. I say our because collectively Americans love their car. So we have our auto expert, Nick Miles. That's his website, ourautoexpert.com. I want to tell you a story that maybe you can reflect on as our expert here. I went to an auction of state vehicles. I was looking for a truck. So last Saturday, the state of Massachusetts has auctions every month. And I haven't been to one for a couple of years. So I'm looking around. There are 100 vehicles for sale, Nick.
Wow.
10 of them are Priuses. So I'm thinking to myself, first of all, you know, how they get into the state, into the fleets. As if they're pickup trucks and dump trucks and all kinds of stuff. But there are no other cars other than some old Ford, you know, the old design Ford police cars. That, you know, the what are they used to, the Crown Victoria?
Crown Vic, yeah.
Yeah, the Crown Vics. Okay, so there were those, but they were all, you know, like 15, 20 years old and they had 300,000 miles. These Priuses are all 3 or 4 years old. The engines don't work. The cars are falling apart, and they were lucky to get $300-$400 for these things at auction. So I was thinking, what a horrible ad for a car that some people swear by. And I wondered what your experience, I mean, under the circumstances, is this a bellwether of what, for those of you who want to buy a Prius, is this the kind of a reality after you drive it for a while, it's going to fall apart and be worth nothing? What's your sense of that?
Well, unfortunately, what cities do, Doug, is they tend to buy Priuses to do things like for parking meter ladies, and for the gas guy, and they do hundreds of thousands of miles in them. So some of these cars in the New York City Police Department have a few Priuses. They run them continuously. So an officer will come on board and do an 8-hour shift, and the next guy will get in it and run it continuously. So a lot of times they have, like, ridiculously large amounts of miles on them. Plus, the city will always buy a car the cheapest way they can. So they'll say, take everything out except for the driver's seat. And, you know, you get the sort of very base stripped down car. But the way the cities use cars as well, they're not exactly made. Priuses aren't built for rough weather usage. But yeah, it does show that maybe it's not the car that you want in your driveway.
No, so I wouldn't have thought.
You're right.
No. Yeah. All right.
Good idea. But I would recommend the Crown Vic, by the way. Great car.
Yes. It is a great car. So Volkswagen has been accused of ruining crops in Mexico. Have you seen that story? What do you make of that?
Yeah, so what they've been doing is, supposedly they've been testing out this device to change the weather, and they've been sending cannons into the air to sort of, but they said instead of doing what it was supposed to do, which was sort of control thunderstorms, it's actually changed the weather to be the worst and ruining farmers' fields. I don't know, you know, obviously I'm not a meteorologist, but I can tell you I don't really know if you can blame them for everything along those lines of global warming. We've been having a heat wave all over the country, and the weather's been very strange for the last 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. Is it Volkswagen's fault? No. And also, you know, if you're Spanish and you believe an awful lot in rituals and those type of things, I'm not sure that you're jumping to conclusions that Volkswagen is responsible for all the world's problems is actually the best thing to do.
All right, I understand you're in Pebble Beach, where you got to drive one of those new Nissan GTR 50s. What in the world are those all about?
Yeah, so Nissan took the GTR and they're going to make 50 special editions celebrating the company's 50 years. So the regular Nissan GTR costs about $100,000, all right? Mm-hmm. If you make the money, it's yours to spend. But the GTR 50 costs $1,050,000.
What?
And, yeah, 10 times the price of a normal GTR. But this thing is fast. I drove it around Laguna Seca. I was the first person to drive it yesterday around Laguna Seca, the racetrack there. It is extremely fast. Coming into turn two, I did almost lose the back end there. It slid out on me, which
really
has kind of dampened my day a little bit. Hey, listen, if I've got $1 million, Doug, would I buy a car that's 10 times the price of its normal sibling? I don't know. I might buy myself 10 F-150s.
Yeah,
who knows?
There you go. Or and then resell them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Something that's a little more practical. That's an interesting way of looking at it. Always can count on you for interesting experiences when it comes to cars. Nick Miles, check out his website when you're buying a car, ourautoexpert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.